There is power in mighty name of Jesus. Sing it out.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, I believe it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break
every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain in the name of Jesus. Break every chain,
break every chain.
Oh, yes, Lord, we believe it. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is healing in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus, there is healing in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain,
to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning. It's great to be back in my old church. And bring greetings from everybody in Sri Lanka, my wife and my family, my son, Rehan. We all remember this church very fondly. And my testimony is, I think Pastor and people like Nori know, I had various ailments, heart problems, and I was diagnosed as a diabetic in mid-90s. And I used to take the normal diabetic tablets and stuff like that. And in October last year, my doctor called me and said, you know, something unbelievable that I have to tell you. I'm going to take you off the diabetic list because you are no longer diabetic. So, and like lots of people would know, I mean, diabetes is not something like a cold. It doesn't go away. It's people say it's for life if you do get it. Of course, you can do control it, keep it under wraps, but with medication. So immediately I told the doctor, well, this is what you call a miracle. He said, first time I've heard her saying that, she's a professor, but she said, well, maybe in my entire 35 years of doctoring, I've never seen a diabetic get cured. Yeah. So yeah, she did agree, though she's a Buddhist. So. What I want to say and encourage the church, always keep praying, because I know I have been cured by other people's prayers, not my prayers. Of course, I didn't want to be a diabetic, but lots of people prayed. The church, the fellowship, the young people, the pastors, that does a lot of good. And you continue to pray for your family, your friends, whoever they are. And God is ever-present. He is not like what we said, God of yesterday. He's there now. So he's able to heal not only me, able to heal many people. I want to encourage that sister who's going to Sri Lanka. I'm sure God will touch her mother and give her a great recovery. So God is able to do these things. And my testimony is to encourage everybody. Whatever your problems or diseases, God can make it go away. Praise God. Thank you.
Lord, we thank you because whatever happens around us, Jesus, your word is the truth. And your word will remain. That's what you said, Lord. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will remain. Because your word is faithful. You are faithful, God. And Lord, once again, speak into our hearts this morning. Speak your word, Lord. Let our hearts be changed by your word. Once again, vachaneng apage jeevita vinaskaranu mana swamine. Lord, let us give ear to your word. Let us hear what the Spirit would say this morning. In Jesus' name. And everyone says, Amen. Turn with me to Romans chapter 4. Roma, hataravana parichede api haromo. Romans chapter 4, we're going to look at verse 20 and 21. Says, and not being weak in faith, He did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Ohu aurudu siyayak pamana vayasgatava sitiyedi edahillen durwala novi tamagema shariraya malabava ha sarage kusseya malabavat sita edahili netikama karana kotagena changchala novi eseya deviyan wahansege porondwa desa bala edahillen balavatwa deviyan wahanseyata gaurava karamin porondwa porondu vude ishtakaranta un wahanseyata puluwana kiya nisakawa vishwasa kaleya. Now this is talking about Abraham, right? It's talking about Abraham, and it's talking about Abraham and Sarah and how God gave them a promise and how they stood by that promise. Right? Metana Abraham saha Sarah gana katha karanne. Oy metana katha karanne Abraham Sarah kohomada deviyan wahansege porunduwata shaktimatwa porunduwa allagena hitiye hati ovunge jeevithe. And this morning I want to share with you on, you know, having strong faith. Me udasana oba samaga man beda ganna kemathi shaktimat adahillak thaba ganna. See, most of the time we get discouraged. Most of the time we feel, oh my goodness, what is happening? Is because our faith is weak. Right? අපිට බොහෝ වෙලාවට අපි අධෛර්යමත් වන්නේ අපි හිතන අනේ අයියෝ අම්මෝ මොකද මේ කියලා ඒ වෙන්නේ ඔක්කොම ඇයි අපේ ඇදහිල්ල දුර්වල නිසා. And you know when we look at when the story of Abraham is that man he was around 100 years old, right? Sarah was I think 90 years old. It sounds crazy for a 90 year old or a 100 year old to say, hey guys, we're going to have a baby. And you're going to say, that's weird. Right? Deviyan wahanse obunta dunna porunduwak. And what did they do with that? Right? The first thing that we see is that Abraham had everything against him. Everything went against Abraham. Right? Abraham to viruddhava sama deyakma tibuna. Number one was his body. It was dead. It was beyond, you know, it was beyond the capability of having kids. Right? She was old. He was old. And just think right now, when God gave them the promise of Deviyan wahanse onta porondu dunnama, God changed his name. Right? Deviyan wahanse onge nang wenas kara. Right? Then Abram was turned to Abraham. Right? And Abram means exalted father. Abraham king Abraham ta wenas kara deviyan wahanse ohge nama. Abraham kiyanne usaswu piya kiyana eka. And you know what God changed it to? The father of many nations. Right? Deviyan wahanse ohge nama wenas kare jatinge piya kiyala. And just imagine, you know, people are saying, that guy is crazy. He doesn't even have one child. He's thinking that he's going to be a father of many nations. So, you know, he may have had ridicule from people. Minisun ahuwa paachal karannathi. Maha pissu minihek kiyala. Right? People would have said, what a crazy guy. This couple is senile. They're kind of too old. Right? They're gone a bit cuckoo. But yet, Abraham and Sarah held on to the promise of God. Right? And here's the thing. God told them, you're going to have a child. Right? Deviyan wahanse kiyuwa obata daruwek hambu wenawa kiyala. Do you know how long it took for the child to come? 25 years. 25 years they had to wait for the promise. Avurudu 25ak ounta inda thibuna. Here we can't wait for 25 hours or 25 days or 25 minutes. You know, when God gives us a promise, we are so eager. God, come on, God. Right? Deviyan wahanse apita porondwak dunama ikmanata deviyan wahanse monada me vela yanawa ne kiyanawa. And they had to wait for 25 years. And the moments that they were weak in the faith is the moment that they messed things up. ඔවුන් දුර්වලතාවේ ඔවුන්ගේ ඇදහිල්ල දුර්වල වුණාම තමයි ඔවුන් පොඩ්ඩක් ඇනුවේ. And that mess up is still there today in the Middle East. Right? Because Ishmael was not supposed to be there. But, you know, they thought, okay, let's help God out. You know, when God gets a bit delayed, we think, well, you know, let's help him out. He's busy because he has so much of things to do. Right? අපි දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ප්‍රමාද වුණා අප අපි හිටියා අපි පොඩ්ඩක් දෙවියන් වහන්සේට පොඩ්ඩක් උදව්වක් දෙමු. පොඩි තල්ලුවක් දෙමු. සමහර තල්ලුව මොනවාද වෙන්නේ අපි කන්ද පල්ලයට තමයි වැටෙන්නේ. Right? You try and give God a bit of a push and you end up down the, as we say in Sri Lanka, down the pallang. Right? But remember, Abraham had everything going against him. Yet the Bible tells us he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. Right? Ohu adimadikare ne e porondwa kerehi. Ehet ohu adahillen shaktimat wuna. That is the key. He did not waver at the promise through unbelief. But he strengthened himself in faith. That's what we need to do. Strengthening yourself in faith. ඔබ ඇදහිල්ල තුලින් ඔබ ශක්තිමත් වෙන්න ඕනේ. You know, many of you may be going through so many things this morning. ඔබ බොහෝ දෙනා නොයෙකුත් ප්‍රශ්න තුලින් යනවා ඇති. But that is not a reason to run around and get all worked up. That is the reason that you have to strengthen yourself in faith. Amen. ඔබට ප්‍රශ්න තියෙනවා කියලා පිස්සු බල්ලා වගේ දුවන්නේ නැහැ. ඒත් ඒ ප්‍රශ්නේ නිසා තමයි ඔබ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුල ඔබගේ ඇදහිල්ල මොනවාද කරගන්න ඕනේ? ශක්තිමත් කරගන්න ඕනේ. You know, notice that word there. It says that he was strengthened in faith. There's a difference between belief and faith here. I'm not going to go into that because that's for another day. Okay? But it says that he lived out the way he lived, he didn't doubt. Right? The way he lived, he didn't doubt because he strengthened himself in faith. Right? He strengthened himself in faith. ඔහුගේ ජීවිත රටාව රටාව මෙන් ඇදහිල්ල නොමැතිව නෙවෙයි ඔහු ජීවත් උනේ. ඔහු ඒ ස්ථීරත්වයෙන් තම ජීවත් උනේ. කොහොමද? අර ඇදහිල්ලෙන් ඔහු ශක්තිමත් වුණා හින්දා. Right? That's something we need to do. Most of the time, when something happens, we run all over, talk to people. But how about getting down on your knees, start praying and seeing what the word of God tells us? අපි ප්‍රශ්නයක් වුණාම අපි දුවනවා මිනිස්සුන්ට කතා කරනවා අයියෝ මේ ගැන හිතනවා කන්ද ගැන බලනවා ප්‍රශ්න දිහා බලනවා ඒත් අපි ධන ගහලා යාඥා කළා දේව වචනයට ගියාම තමයි අපි ඇදහිල්ල ශක්තිමත් වෙන්නේ. You know, no one can strengthen your faith other than you. Right? No one can strengthen your faith unless you do it. ඔබ තව කෙනෙක්ට බෑ ඔබගේ ඇදහිල්ල ශක්තිමත් කරන්න. ඔබට තමයි පුළුවන් ඔබගේ ඇදහිල්ල ශක්තිමත් කරන්න. And that is so important. Now, how do we strengthen our faith? Right? How do we strengthen our faith? See, first of all is, on what do we have faith? That's the first question. Where do we have to have faith? Right? Jesus tells us in Mark 22, right? Mark 22, Mark 22, Jesus wants you to say, have faith in God. Right? Sorry, Mark 11, 22 says, not Mark 20, Mark 11, 22. Just testing you, just testing to see whether, you know. Anyone turn to Mark 22? You did? Okay. Mark only has 16 chapters. Mark 11, 22 says, have faith in God. That is where our faith has to be. Oh, that's on whom our faith has to be. අපේ ඇදහිල්ල දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුලයි තිබෙන්න ඕනේ. Your faith Remember this, your faith should not be on my problem is going to get solved. Your faith is on Jesus, that Jesus can do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your faith has to be on God. This is not rocket science. On whom should our faith be? On God. It's a simple thing. What happens is we build our faith on the problem. We build our faith on the solution. And when the solution doesn't happen according to how we want it, God is to blame. The church is to blame. Mr. Pereira is to blame. But when you base your faith on God, you are ready for any solution. You are ready for any solution. ඔබගේ ඇදහිල්ල ඔබ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුල ඔබ තබනවා නම් කුමන විසඳුමක් ආවත් ප්‍රශ්නේ මොන පැත්තට හැරුණත් ඔබ සූදානම්. ඇයි ඔබගේ ඇදහිල්ල තියෙන්නේ උන් වහන්සේ තුලයි. ඔබ දන්නවා ස්වාමිනේ ඔබ මාගේ හදවත වෙනස් කරනවා මේ තුලින්. You know, God changes your heart. God prepares you when your faith is in God. But when your faith is like, I want this to happen, that's it, nothing else, you're really not connecting with God. You're connecting with your problem. අපි කියවන්නේ මට මොන්නේ මට මේකම වෙන්න ඕනේ කියලා. අපි ඇත්තටම දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුල නෙවෙයි අපගේ ඇදහිල්ල තබන්නේ. කොහෙ තබන්නේ? ප්‍රශ්නේ මත. ප්‍රශ්නේ තමයි අපගේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ වෙන්නේ එතකොට. Then the problem becomes my God. Because my eyes and focus are totally on that, and it's like God has to do it. I don't care. And when God doesn't do it, you think I'm going to follow him after this. He's to blame. But your faith has to be on God. No matter what you go through, that's a very basic essence. And that's what Abraham did. Abraham didn't base his faith on the child. He based his faith on God. And when that was weak, what did he do? He strengthened the connection between himself and God. Ohu deviyan wahanse athara thiyena e adahilla ohu monada kare shaktimat kara. Right? Romans, so our faith has to be based on or built on whom? On God. That's what Jesus said. Interesting, Jesus never said, you know, build your faith on your sickness being healed. No. But my faith in God helps me to believe for the impossible. Hallelujah. My faith in God helps me to believe on the impossible because I believe in an impossible God. Right? Many of you were healed last Sunday because you believed in the healing of Jesus. Now, how does faith come? Adahilla kohomada enne? Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Right? Roma dahaya dahate kiyano? Adahilla enne? වචනයෙන් කියලා වචනය ඇසීමෙන් අපේ ඇදහිල්ල ශක්තිමත් වෙනවා කියලා. So here's the thing. Irrespective of the circumstance, Abraham held on to the promise, or held on to God and his promise. Right? He was convinced it can happen. It will happen. Right? Abraham kiwa meka wenawa. Mama dannae kohomada meka wenawa. Hey? ගැදහිල්ල කාමතද තිබුණේ කා තුලද තිබුණේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුල ප්‍රශ්නය තුල නෙවෙයි පොරොන්දු ඔහු අල්ලගත්තා ඔහු දුර්වල වුණාම ඔහු නැවත ඒ පොරොන්දුවේ ස්ථානයට ගියා when he got weak in his faith guess what happened he went back to God that's what we need to do See, faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God that's why I said when a problem happens go to the word of God go to God You don't go to Mr. Soisa next door and say, Anne balandoko me, mone munada mata venne. And he say, oh, anne balandoko, anne pahu, ayyo. Right? Neda jasinda. pohara danwa. You know, people just put money on. You know, you go to your next door neighbor. Yes, I know. You know, you have no hope at all. Good luck to you. You go to the Word of God. You go to God. If you want to talk to somebody with faith. Not to someone who doesn't believe. You're going to be worse off than them. Right? That's what we do. We run to someone who doesn't even know the Lord and then talk to them. They say, yeah, how can you get healed? Are you mad? Rohan, you're crazy. How can you get healed of diabetes? You go to God. You go to the Word of God. They were watching it unknown. That's why we say bring the Word of God to church. Read the Word of God. Because it's the reading, it's the knowing of that Word that brings a revelation to you. And suddenly it's like, boom, you know. Okay, Lord, I start walking again in the promise. Because when you start knowing what God is saying, and when God takes His Word and causes it to become real for you, that's your revelation. Even if your problem is still not solved, you know it will be solved. Because God has spoken. And it's all about faith in Him. Un wahanse tula e adihilla tibenna one. Api e wacane aragena ඒ වචනේ තුලින් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අපිට කතා කරලා කියනවා මේක තමයි මම කියන්නේ මේ ප්‍රශ්න ගැන. You know, I want to ask you, when you go through a problem, do you even think what is God saying? Do you consider what is God saying? ඔබ ප්‍රශ්නයක් තුලින් යනකොට ඔබ හිතනවාද දෙවියන් වහන්සේ මොනවාද මේක ගැන කියන්නේ? And sometimes it may be totally different to what we are thinking. When we are saying fear, 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 God is saying, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Right? Devian Mahant, api bayen bayen innokota Devian Mahanse kiyenawa, bay wenna epa, bay wenna epa. Yang, oya gamana yang. What is God saying? We need to strengthen our faith in God, in His Word. That is how you will face tomorrow. That is how you will overcome your mountain. You will not overcome your mountain by thinking good thoughts. Right? Honda situvili sita sita baha apita kanda uding yanna. Deva vachane tuling. Api adahilla deviyan vahanse tula tabimen. By placing our faith on God. You know, maybe you have a situation going through. Strengthen your faith. That's a key word I wanted to understand today. Strengthen your faith in God. Deviyan wahanse thula obage adahilla shaktimat karanna. Abraham's faith was founded on God and the promise. Nothing else. Abraham ge adahilla koi tibbe deviyan wahanse thulat porondua thulat. Baba thula neve. Porondua tula, deviyan wahanse tula. We will have problems. Guaranteed, we live in a problem-filled world. But we, you know, Jesus said, speak to the mountain. That's a word I've been sharing with you all over the past, I think from the beginning of this year, during our time of prayer, after worship. Speak to your mountain. Obage kandata katha karanna. Now, you can't speak to your mountain if you don't know what God is saying. Isn't it? You know, your mountain is like this. Right? Obe khanda tiyenwa. Jesus says, speak to this. Mekata katha karanna kiyenwa. But you can't speak to it if you're not strong. Yeah. It's out of this authority. Me balayen tama oba me khandata katha karanne. මේ ශක්තිය ඇදහිල්ලෙන් තමයි මේ කන්දට කතා කරන්නේ. It's out of the strength of this relationship, of this faith, that you speak to the mountain. And the mountain gets removed. But you have to be strong in faith first before doing that. You have to be strong. Say strong in faith. Tap the next person, be strong in faith. Am I talking sense or am I talking nonsense? You know, if you're not strong in your faith, you can't move out in faith. ඔබගේ ඇදහිල්ල තුබ ඔබ ශක්තිමත් නැත්නම් ඔබට බෑ ඇදහිල්ලෙන් ක්‍රියා කරන්න. ඒ නිසා තමයි අවිශ්වාසයෙන් අපි ක්‍රියා කරන්නේ. See, faith is first, it's not something you do. It's literally your being. Within your being, you have to be strong in that faith so that out of that, you begin to do. Right? ඔබගේ, how should I put it? ඔබගේ තැන්පත් භාවයේ ස්වභාවයේ ඔබ ඇදහිල්ලෙන් ශක්තිමත්ව ඉන්න ඕනේ. ඒ ස්වභාවයෙන් ඔබ ශක්තිමත්ව ඉන්නවා නම් තමයි ඔබට ක්‍රියාත්මක කරන්න පුළුවන් ඒ ඇදහිල්ල. නැත්නම් අපිට බෑ ඒ ඇදහිල්ල ක්‍රියාත්මක කරන්න. ඔබගේ ඉන්න ඒ ස්ථානයේ ඔබ ශක්තිමත් නැත්නම් ඔබ තුල ඔබ ශක්තිමත් නැත්නම් ඔබගේ ඇදහිල්ලෙන්. That's very important. It's like, you know, you need food to live, isn't it? Right? The car needs petrol to run. So let's first put the petrol into the car before trying to drive the car away. The car is not going to go anywhere if there's no petrol. So your petrol is your faith. Right? Your petrol is your faith. Put the petrol in and then let's go kill the mountain. And that's what Abraham did. Abraham ek tama kare. You know, God says, you know, have faith in God. So what is God telling you even this morning? Debian Mahansa Monado Ubarada Kiyanne Me Udesana. Let's take a simple one. God says, I love you. Right? God says He loves us. Debian Mahansa Kiyanne Apita Adare Kiyala. How do I know that? Well, I got up this morning and I felt, you know, the birds singing and is that how I know that God loves me? How do you know God loves you? ඔබ කොහොමද දන්නේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඔබට ආදරේ කියලා? Through His word. He says so. Faye, how do you know that God loves you? You have a good feeling? Now this is important. Otherwise we live like zombies. I don't know the Sinhala word. Please don't ask me for the translation. We are like... Never give you not bench, you know, hey young api. You know, seriously, your life has to be purposeful. Even if, you know, don't just take things because I tell you. Right? Check if it's in the word. Right? How does God love you? Or how do you know that God loves you? That's where hearing and hearing of the word of God. That gets the revelation, right? Hearing and hearing of the word. But the word of God tells me that God loves me. John 3:16, God so loved the world. Are you part of the world? Yes, you are. Are you? Some are not sure. You are part of this world, right? Otherwise, where is your UFO? You know, where is your ship? From which world did you come from? See, now God says He loves the world. God says He loves me. No, but. No, there are no buts. That's what we do. It's funny. You butt with the word of God. No buts. Right? Nah, et namut. Deva vachanat ekka namut nah. If it's written in the word, that's what you take. That's what you receive. That's what you live on. That's what you stand on. Right? Faith is what we can't see. Sorry? He's not a man to lie. Amen. 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 Right? Amen. Amen. God is not a God who lies. See, if he has, and again, how do we know it's in the word? If we don't read it. If we don't take time. How many of you will take time to have a meal? Let's take time to have a spiritual meal as well. You know, because the days coming are not going to be easy. That's what the Word of God tells me. And you know, 5 years ago and now, has things got better or worse in the world? Look at the expenses, the cost of living. Where in the world has the cost of living gone down? It's just going up, 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 up. How do you face it? In faith in God. God can move mountains. You know, love, I was sharing with some of them yesterday or the day before. Last week, we got a check for $555 as a gift towards the ministry that we do overseas and, you know, for us. Right? 555. From a lady I have never met in my life. Right? I've never met her in my life. I only know her through Facebook. Right? Some of you get my devotion. So she gets this devotion because someone had introduced it to her. When she was praying in the morning one day, at 5:55 in the morning, God had told her, you send him the time, the money according to the time right now. And you know, suddenly on Facebook, she said, can I have your address? I want to send you a gift. So I said, okay, you know, here's the... And she sends me $555. Because God spoke to her. God spoke to her. God provides. Devyan vahanse apita sapa wenawa. But our faith has to be on God. Ape yaddahilla devyan vahanse thulai. Not, ayyo nae, ayyo nae, ayyo nae. If our faith is on this, you're going to miss out God. God can do miracles. How many of you have heard a diabetic being healed? Come on. Come on. How many of you have heard a diabetic being healed? God can do it. The doctor can't do it. The doctor only knows what they know. They know diabetes can't be healed, right, Rohan? But God knows beyond that. He's our creator. He's the one who speaks the word and the word comes to life. He sent forth his word and healed my disease. So faith, remember church, faith, you have to be strong in your faith, strong in God, in the promise, in the word. If not, we will be in the same place. You may get to heaven. Here's the choice. You get to heaven in the luggage compartment of the plane, or you can get to heaven in first class or business class. What do you prefer? It all depends on your faith, how strong you are in the Lord. Right? Some people will somehow, you know, they'll push and they'll somehow kind of jump in there. Others will walk in with their head straight. Those whose faith is strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Right, so Abraham's faith was founded on God, on his promise. And you know, we have weak moments. That's the third one. Abraham, when Abraham was weak, what did he do? He strengthened himself in faith. Oh, shaktimatuna, oh, durvalunama. Oh, shaktimatuna, oh, gadahillatula. Because ඒ ඇදහිල්ල තුල ශක්තිමත් වුණාම තමයි ඔහුට හරියට ඇවිදින්න පුළුවන් වෙන්නේ. When we are made strong in the faith is when we can then walk in faith. We can't walk in faith if you are not strong in faith. Right? If you want, write that down. I can't walk in faith if I'm not strong in faith. You know, that is the truth. You can't walk in faith if you're not strong in faith. You can't walk believing if you're not strong in faith. Obara bæ ada hille oba shaktimat naddan obara bæ vishwasen evidinda bæ obara ada hille naddan ada hille issala ape hadawata shaktimat karanna one ape manasa shaktimat karanna one etokota tama mata evidinna puluwang. That is when I can then move and say, be cast into the sea in Jesus' name. Right? Faith is what connects you. Faith is where you are. Belief is what you do. I will teach you that when I come back. Right? But first, in your being, you have to be strong before you start doing anything. Don't base your faith on the result. Base your faith on God and His Word. And you will be strong. Amen. You know, faith is simply based on receiving what God has done for us. There's nothing else. Right? ඇදහිල්ල කියන්නේ මොනවාද? උන්වහන්සේ අපිට කර තිබුණේ දේ අපිට ලබා ගන්න පුළුවන් වෙන්න අපි ඒ ස්ථානෙට එන්න ඕනේ. You know, God says you are valued. But if you don't have faith to believe that, you're not going to walk being valued. You know, I think it's Romans 5 that tells us that. See, look at Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. Roma pahe ekai dekai balanna podda. I'm going to stop in a short while. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. අපි දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඉදිරිපිට අපි ධර්මිෂ්ඨ භාවයෙන් ඉන්නේ අප ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේ තුල තිබෙන ඇදහිල්ල නිසා. So in faith, you know that Jesus died for you. Jesus has paid the price for your sin. So therefore, you have peace with God. Now, if you don't know that, you're going to say, "Ayyo, I'm a sinner. God doesn't love me because I'm always sinning." Wake up! Take the word of God as God has declared it. Yes? Not because I'm saying so. And look at this. Through whom, right, also we have access by? Say it again. Faith into this grace in which we stand. Hallelujah. You know, His forgiveness, His value, His love. How do we receive it? Through faith. If you don't receive it through faith, you missed out everything. You're missing out what God has done for you. You're missing out the work of the cross. And that faith gives you the revelation. Says, this is what God's done for you. So, heads up. Walk straight. God's forgiven me, so I don't have to do anything to add to that forgiveness. When I turn back to God. Mama deviyan wahanse vetara harinakota unwahanse mata samawa deela tiyenne. E samawa ma laba gannawa. Mata thawa deyak karanna nae thawat samawa laba ganda. Because He has paid it all. How do I know? It's in the Word. Living waters, take God's Word as He has written it. No buts or bits or anything. උන්වහන්සේ වචනේ කියලා තියෙනවා නම් ඒ දේ ඔබ ගන්න. ඒ දේ අනුව ජීවත් වෙන්න. That is how you build your life. Not what the news say, not what the world says, not what the economy says. You know what the Word of God says? Even in the season of dryness, we shall have life. Our trees will be planted like living waters with fruit, even during the season of drought. That's what God's Word says. The economy will say, hopeless, no more. Whom do you want to believe? Whom do you want to believe? If you want to believe God, get into His Word. Start living His Word. Allow the revelation of the Word to be in whom? Your wife, your husband? You! You. Right? That is so important. Walk strong. Be strong. Be strong in faith, in God, in His promise. Access by faith. You know, some of us wait till it happens to walk. If God said it's happening, start walking. Like what we heard Sheridan saying. Yeah, the healing's come, start walking in it. We wait till everything is over to say, okay, now I will walk in faith. That's not faith. Right? Don't let fear control you. You have fear? We all come across fear. Right? අපිට බය හම්බ වෙනවා. ඒත් බය තියෙන තැන නවතින්න එපා. Don't stop near fear. Keep going. How do you keep going? Go back. Go back. Go back to God. That's how you overcome your fear. You don't stop there, dwell there, have a drink with fear, have a meal with fear, bed and breakfast with fear. Right? You read the Word of God, eat the Word of God, sleep with the Word of God. You build your faith on God. Now, this is something God's been talking to me a lot. Just take Him as He, in what He has declared. And we will see victory. Problems will be there. So don't think, okay, I will wait till all my problems are over. But your problem is there to overcome. Problems are there to speak to that mountain and say, be gone in Jesus' name. Amen. So be strong in the faith. Be strong in the faith that God has given you. He's given you a measure of faith. Increase it. Let it grow. Be strong. Be strong. Shaktimat vanna at the hill tula. ඔබ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුල ඔබ බලවත් දේවල් කරන්න පුළුවන්. ඔබ ශක්තිමත් නම්. You know, don't give me excuses, Pastor. I don't have time. I have a job. And I'm serious. Don't give me excuses. I have a job, so I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to read the Word. You will definitely have time to slip down and fall. And then it's too late to cry and say, "Ayyo, I should have done this." Do it when you can. Do it when you can. Don't wait till the day of hardship to start reading the Word. Prepare yourself. Right? Because, you know, everyone works. Right? Sometimes people think, I don't have anything else just to preach on a Sunday. Come live with me. These past few days, I've been like sleeping at 12, waking up at 4. I don't know, God's been waking me up at 4. I will never do it on my own. But God's been, you know, talking to me and, you know, saying, strengthen yourself. If I'm not strong, I can't lead the church. But don't give excuses to strengthening your faith. That's like saying, I don't want any food. I will live without food. Don't give excuses. I don't know the Word. Come on. If you can watch TV, if you can watch EastEnders, you can read the Word. That you will wait for. What is happening to so and so, or what is happening, who is doing what, whatever. Give God's Word. Just because your prayer gets answered today, there's no guarantee that you will be strong. Your prayer may get answered, but you may be weak. Right? The Bible says, what will a man gain if he gains the whole world and he loses his soul? Right? You know, you can work. I'm not saying don't work. Please work. But God comes first. Your strength comes first. Right? If you're saying, because of work, I don't have time to spend with the Lord, you're in a dangerous place. If you don't have time to spend at least 10 to 15 minutes a day with the Lord, your day, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. Isn't that true? Then get up 15 minutes early. Right? There's something wrong. It means your life is not in order. You need the Word. You need to be strong in the Lord. No one has an excuse that they don't have time. You need to make time. And I'm saying this in love, because if not, you're going to be in the same place. You're going to be falling down, like Jack and Jill. You'll fall down the hill. Right? But make a choice today to be strong, to strengthen your faith. Say it with me. To strengthen your faith and be strong, so that you will be strong. And that's how Abraham, you know, Abraham was given the faith, given the promise, but he had to be strong in the promise. He had to be strong in the faith to see the promise coming to pass. Otherwise, you'll be like Abraham, who produced Ishmael. You'll be having all sorts of Ishmaels around you. Seriously, when you're weak, you will have the Ishmaels. When you're strong, you will have the heir and the promise of Isaac. Let's pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, this morning I pray and ask for myself and every one of my brothers and sisters this morning that this will be a revelation of strengthening our faith in God, strengthening ourselves in you, strengthening ourselves through the Word of God. Lord, to take what you say, because that is the truth. Lord, not to give excuses, but to be strong. Even in the mountains we face, let us face it with strength. So that the mountain doesn't crush us, but we crush the mountain. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Api Swamini, kanda samatala karanna, kanda apava samatala karanna neve Swamini. Eta apiva shaktimat karanna. Lord, even those of us who are making excuses, I pray that you would give them a revelation. You would speak into their hearts the importance of being strong in their faith in you. Lord, our faith is not our feelings. Our faith is based on your word. Our faith is based on who you are. And Lord, let our faith be based on the truth, the strong foundation. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I give myself away. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you. Myself away.
Thank you, Lord.
To you, Lord. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you.
Jesus.
Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. I give myself away. I give myself away so you. Myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. It's not my own.